This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is The Morning Run with Xiao Ning and Chuang. Now in about half an hour, we will be speaking to Datuk Shamsuddin Bardhan, President of the Malaysia Employers Federation, on our foreign worker policy. In the meantime, we are running a poll on Twitter asking you, is this the right time to freeze the hiring of foreign workers? And there are three options. Yes, no, when the economy recovers. No, not necessary at all. But let's talk about Penang now.
Yay.
Your kampong, Chuang.
That's right. It's Georgetown World Heritage Day today.
Yeah, and in conjunction with that, we're taking a look at Penang.
That's right. So one of the sectors being badly hit by the pandemic and the subsequent lockdowns is the tourism sector, big contributor to the coffers. And of course, we know that since the RMCO began on June 10th, has seen an increase in domestic tourist arrivals after interstate travel was lifted. Beach and city hotels had seen an occupancy rate of 60 and 30% respectively. That's 60, not 16, 60. And similarly, attractions also recorded a 50% increase in admission during weekends. I also saw at the Escape Water Park last week, and I also saw, there are some people, not many, but some, coming into the theme park, which is
good
news.
And you had a breakfast grill, right, with the...
With Mr. Sim himself, so...
You can listen to that on the BFM.
You know where to find it, right? Okay.
It's on the BFM app and on Spotify. But
they know by now, I think.
But for more on this, we have on the line with us YB Yeosohin, who is the State Assemblyman for Paya Terubong and Chairman of the Penang Tourism Arts, Culture and Heritage Committee. Thank you for being on the show. How has COVID-19 impacted tourism activity in Georgetown, and how has the RMCO and subsequent opening up of businesses been so far?
Basically, visiting historical sites and sightseeing in the city combined made up 63% purpose of visiting Penang, according to Penang Tourist Survey in 2018. The spread of the pandemic is a curveball in all the plans we have lined out for this year. Even though this would have been a very exciting year for tourism, we've experienced Penang Year 2020 happening concurrently with Visit Malaysia Year. Unfortunately, COVID-19 is unexpected and also unprecedented. So with the movement control order announced by PM, we have seen the need to prioritize control of the outbreak first before tourism can safely resume back. And this affected travel worldwide, including at Georgetown. We have been going to ground personally to inspect the reopening of various sectors and industries. In our visit so far, we are quite happy with many of their preparations, and we give advice where necessary to support them to avoid them from becoming complacent in following the SOP.
Yeah, so Penang relies heavily on foreign tourism for its tourism activity. Given the uncertainty of the COVID situation and international tourism still a challenge, how can the island overcome this obstacle? Will domestic tourism be enough to prop it up?
Whether domestic tourism would be enough to fill the local demands is a concern. That is the reason why we have been working with local tourism players to introduce various initiatives to entice domestic tourists. Recently, we launched the PenangTravelDeals.com to offer the best deals from Penang, including hotels and attractions. We have also asked ARTAP. ARTAP is the Association of Tourism Attractions in Penang to extend their 50% off campaign exclusively to Penang Nights until end of this year. This is because we want locals to know that sometimes we do not have to go far for a holiday. Penang itself is a very attractive destination, and with international borders yet to open, it is an opportunity to market Penang and its attractions as a desirable domestic destination. And I would say that we have no choice. We need to start with domestic tourism first before we can receive international tourists. But anyway, I have confidence that we can see that domestic tourism so far so good. After the tourism activity is allowable.
Now, YB, according to statistics by the Department of Statistics, in 2018, domestic tourist receipts in the state of Penang was 6.2 billion ringgit, 8th place compared to other states in Malaysia. So what sort of plan does the state government have to address the declining state tourism arrivals versus other states?
Our Experience Penang Year 2020 is one of the key initiatives to boost state tourism efforts nationally and internationally. Unfortunately, the arrival of COVID-19 has stopped the global tourism market with movement restrictions imposed internationally, which saw tourism destinations, for instance, Penang, not only affected, but countless others in the world. Even then, we saw the need to prioritize the control of the outbreak and stop all promotional and marketing efforts in March, even before MCO was imposed nationwide. We have started working towards recovery, the Tourism Recovery Action Plan, since a few months back, even when traveling is not permitted, to consistently keep the branding strong as a destination through communications, including digitally. Since month of April, we have been making preparations through various engagement and roundtable sessions with various stakeholders and tourism players. Following that, Penang state government have also set up two committees, namely Tourism Penang Next Normal Task Force and also Penang Tourism Economy Recovery Advisory Board, to see the ease of the industry for the transition towards the new norm and, very importantly, work towards tourism economy recovery efforts. And we are targeting to focus on tourism, domestic tourism, first as a start, in order to build tourism demand, and at the same time would be cheaper and nearer even for a weekend trip with family and close friends.
What else has the state done to help the tourism and travel sector for its recovery?
We, Penang State, we had set off many plans of actions in order to mitigate the impact and accelerate recovery. We are advocating responsible tourism concept that is all about making better places for people to live in and better places for people to visit. Responsible tourism concept requires that the operators, hoteliers, governments, local people and tourists take responsibility, take action to make tourism more sustainable. And I believe that we Penang is the first state to advocate this concept during this pandemic. We, state government, we have set aside RM75 million for package bantuan rakyat Pulau Pinang to assist various affected groups, including one-off assistance to taxi drivers, trishaw peddlers, e-hailing drivers, hawkers, tourist guide, and many more vulnerable communities. Subsequently, we state also announced the second allocation of Ringgit Malaysia 76 million set aside under package Bantuan Rakyat Pulau Pinang 2.0. Both combined would make up a total of Ringgit Malaysia 151 million in allocation and aid given out to mitigate COVID-19 impact. For tourism sector, we have also announced a ringgit 10 million funding to offer zero interest loans to eligible tourism players under scheme PECA 2.0.
Thank you for your time, YB. That was YB Yeo Soo-hin, State Assemblyman for Paya Terubong and Chairman of Penang Tourism Arts, Culture and Heritage Committee. So we do know that for Penang, you know, it's a major contributor to growth, about 6% of the GDP, of the state's GDP. And in 2018, 5 million visitors were recorded in the state, each one spending an average of 1,800 during their visits. So, you know, no tourist is going to be very painful for Penang state, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Penang has its reputation, right? And it's been a reputation which is decades in the offing. But when you look at the receipts versus the rest of the country, it's not great. I mean, what was it, number six or number seven?
Eight.
Number eight, right? So the numbers don't lie, right? The hips also don't lie.
So, is that a function of the size, though? Penang is quite a small island, right?
No. I think it's a lack of imagination, because if you talk to the private sector operators, right, and of course you can't please everybody, right? But they lament the fact that Penang doesn't have within its fold a number of people within the state exco that understand what tourism means, and they don't have the imagination or the passion to drive tourism because there's a lot of stuff in Penang. I'm from there. I know what there is, right? So there's two things you can do. One is you can drive more arrivals there and get them to spend more money, or you can have the same amount of arrivals but spend much more money per person or per family, right? So it's all about elevating the experience.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no one solution to this dilemma. But up next, we'll be speaking to Nidia Niao, Bauer Group Asia, on the upcoming Singapore elections that's happening after the 7:30 news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.